Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from James. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to cover something that Rusty, one of my longtime listeners, made me aware of about 6 months ago. With regards to many US states where both the left and the right were working to restrict prawn content to only those that could give their ID to spicy websites. The idea was to prevent children from accessing harmful and age-inappropriate content, which on the surface sounds like a great idea. But forcing men to take pictures of ourselves or send our ID into fapping websites takes us on a slippery slope that leads to a medium or long-term end of anonymous online free speech. That's where I suspect we're heading. And if you choose not to give up your ID to use the internet, then you'll be cut off from it entirely. Since I was recently put at the top of the Homeland Security male supremacy watch list, I should assume that the US government has gathered up all kinds of information about me. I should try and do a brief road trip this summer to see what happens at the US border. If I didn't have internet anonymity when I first started this channel, I would have risked my own personal safety from wacko feminists, and it might have cost me many work clients. Here's a map of the US states that have already adopted this legislation forcing prawn companies to verify ID and age before letting people use them. Many companies have just decided that it's easier to block their access to certain states. Once the law passed in certain places the next day, the most popular search on Google in those states was for a VPN. The first line of defense is virtual private networks. Those services are hard to shut down and require that you have a credit card, which only those over 18 are legally allowed to have. That should have been enough to validate somebody's age, but you know that eventually the government will push to eliminate all anonymity online to protect people from hate speech and other naughty words. I plan to leave the country if that ends up happening. You see that in Canada, they have a similar bill, S-210, which is being proposed to incorporate a digital ID system if you want to access spicy content. You'd think that Trudeau was behind this as well, but for once, his party is against it. Probably because his party politicians are watching all kinds of crazy stuff, and they don't want their own viewing habits potentially released online. They might not want to get digitally Epsteined by a data leak revealing their fetishes to the entire world, and potentially landing them in jail. Instead, the threat is coming from the cuckservatives on the right, like Jordan Peterson, that love their wives and want to censor content like that, which arguably has given men a lot of freedom from women over the last 20 or 30 years. It's quenched our cooch thirst, to some extent. But if soon you're required to give a site your government ID, face or retina scans, how many guys will either get a VPN or get content on torrents or some other means? I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to governments will first force people to give their digital ID for prawn before rolling it out into other internet services clown world show. If I keep using a VPN headquartered in a foreign country and just change my location, then I'm good for now. But most people will be good little boys and girls and just give their information to spicy content sites. You know that at some point they're going to get hacked just like the CIA and FBI were hacked, and then what you watch might get used against you to shame you to your family and friends, unless you pay a blackmail money bill to keep that information private. Even if you accidentally clicked on something strange on a tube site, it might be used against you. Not to mention the greatest threat is from the companies that are supposed to keep that information about you private. Your viewing habits will be quote-unquote falsely hacked by the companies that keep your data supposedly safe, and then sold to advertisers, dating sites, and anyone else that finds it useful. All that matters is that both the Democrat left and Republican right are pushing for this in America, because the purpose of the government is always to be bigger and have more control over you. England passed the law. Canada's working on it, and almost half of the US states have now passed it too. In Canada, again, it's called Bill S-10. And when Pierre Poilievre gets elected, you know it's probably going to become law. Today's not-so-mystery link is Trudeau saying that he's against digital ID. At the 1 minute and 10 second mark, that's when he makes statements about the Conservative Party wanting to impose a digital ID system. Maybe Trudeau doesn't want his browsing history to be revealed with regards to his extratesticular activity. Again, I think part of this is all about stealing your data and digitally Epsteining you by saying that you looked at something inappropriate, and it'll be revealed to the world unless you do what we say. Besides a tool to control people through blackmail, it's all about eventually taking away anonymity online, like they did in China. And many people say that if you didn't do anything wrong, then you have nothing to hide. The danger is from the companies that collect the data, selling it to your enemies and other corporations for profit. And eventually a lot of it will be leaked, and people will know what you find attractive in a woman. The excuse is that this is being done to protect the children's. But when I was in my teens and wanted to access such content, I would find ways to get it online through floppy disks from friends, or by watching scrambled and unscrambled TV channels in the middle of the night. Kids are creative when it comes to getting their hands on such content. If I was a teenager today, I'd just start downloading torrents. I've spoken to young guys about this, and they said that there are now free VPNs online, and they aren't very good, but if you're a frustrated teenage boy, they're good enough. Plus, with social media, once they find workarounds, they will tell their friends about them. Part of the reason for all of this might be that the elites are trying to stop or slow the debauchery, that they want more men to get married, and that they're probably hoping that eventually that'll happen if that content becomes hard to obtain. Soy society has been beating men down for decades now, and if they started taking away the ability for young guys to relieve their frustration easily, a lot of guys are going to get increasingly angry and hostile if they don't get their fix. If men fight back or act out, then it'll pretty much give the system yet more reasons to restrict male freedoms. If you told me 30 years ago that spicy content would be free and plentiful, and then the government would try and take it away, I tell you were nuts, because men would revolt at that point. So far, besides switching to VPNs, I wonder what teenage guys are doing. Besides the free VPNs or trading with their friends, there might be some guy suffering out there until they find a way around the great firewall of FAP. I'm glad that I've been saving thousands of videos on dual hard drives for over a decade now, partially in case this happened, but also because of the black market potential if it required government ID to access. I see these laws the way I see COVID. Only about 5-10% of people over the age of 18 didn't get the jab in Canada. I'll never get a digital ID to watch spicy content online, and will figure out ways to get it without compromising my identity. If governments in Canada or the United States go even further, then I'll go back to in-branch banking. And if they force me to use a digital ID, I have dual passports and enough money to leave to someplace that won't try and track my every move on the internet. I think another reason they might want to know what we do and see on the internet is to feed the data into an artificial intelligence, to try and predict what we do next. In the third season of Westworld, there was an AI that would use predictive algorithms to try and figure out everything that everyone was going to do in the future. The information was then sold to corporations for hiring practices, and the AI would predict if you were a bad employee or a good employee, so the companies would or wouldn't hire you. You would be discriminated against, and you wouldn't even know why. The only way to win in a world like that is to do things randomly to throw the predictive algorithms off. But on that show, there were people that were considered outliers, and they were rounded up because they were too unpredictable and could destabilize soy society. In a world like that, only the wealthy will be able to hire people that'll go online for them and complete their tasks for them without having to be tracked. In a world like that, I'll try and get completely away from the internet if this level of control becomes global through something like Starlink. Even Elon Musk, the king of conservatives, might force ID on Starlink once it becomes a global monopoly. Is it probable? No. But is it possible? Yes. I also recently watched a Jordan Peterson interview, and a guest said that the left hates the right because it sexually repressed people and tried censoring fapping material in the past. That made me think that one way to sow chaos and push back against this agenda is to get the rainbow people to fight against it. Use them as the useful idiots. Tell them that their sexuality might be weaponized against them, and the people that haven't come out of the closet yet might be outed through a data leak. But so long as there are 5 or 10 US states that don't ban it, then you can change your VPN location to them and you're safe. That's why I believe Canada's Liberal Party is fighting the proposal, to stick it to the tradcons. But both the Conservatives and libtards want to restrict different freedoms because that's how they buy their votes. The left with freedom of speech and the right with freedom to fap. I think that we can all agree as men that we want to be able to watch or read whatever freaky stuff we want in private, so long as it doesn't exploit children, and we want to be able to say whatever is on our minds anonymously, as long as it doesn't incite violence. Otherwise, we're living in a closed society, where we're no longer free. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to James for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that governments want you to keep smashing yourself as long as they can spy on you. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the government tyranny away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.